This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mr. President, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Last week you were in New York for this arraignment. The world watched it. You've not given an interview since. You were there, I think, 57 minutes. Tell us from your perspective what that was like.
Well, it was a horrible thing because I did nothing wrong. Absolutely nothing wrong. You look at even the pundits and the legal analysis, Greg Jarrett, all of these really talented people, they're saying he didn't do anything wrong. So that's number one. Number two, they were incredible. When I went to the courthouse, which is also a prison in a sense, they signed me in. And I'll tell you, people were crying. People that work there, professionally work there, that have no problems putting in murderers, and they see everybody. It's tough, tough place. And they were crying. They were actually crying. They said, I'm sorry. They'd say, 2024, sir, 2024. And tears are pouring down their eyes. I've never seen anything like that. Those people are phenomenal. Those are your police.
Yep.
Those are the people that work at the courthouse. They're unbelievable people. Many of them were in tears or close to it. Many apologists were sorry, sir. We're sorry. They had to have me do certain things. They said, sir, I can't believe I have to ask you. I can't even believe that I have to ask you to do it. You could see. So in one sense, it was beautiful because they get it. In another sense, you know, it's nasty. I went to the Wharton School of Finance. They didn't teach me about that. That wasn't like
they didn't about the arraignment part.
We didn't have a class on arraignment. And, you know, it was a sad day in many ways. And in many ways, it was a beautiful day because the people understand. I didn't know this was happening, but the poll numbers have gone through the roof. The people get it. And the other ones are hoaxes also. You know, the box hoax. Look at Biden. He's got 1,850 boxes. And, you know, that's a hoax. And then the one in Atlanta where I had a perfect phone call. This is all weaponization. They're weaponizing our justice system, Tucker. And they think if they go and give you a subpoena, you know, I guess I'm very well known and people understand it and they get it. And maybe I have a bigger platform so I can explain it. But if you're somebody, a Republican, let's say, running for office, and you get a subpoena, you might as well resign because you're not going to be able to survive it. And the voters aren't going to handle it. The voters aren't going to take it. What they're doing is weaponizing the system, and there's never been anything like it. And it's all disinformation. You see, the other day, Afghanistan, one of the worst things I've ever seen, I think the most embarrassing moment that this country's ever had, frankly, the way we got out, not the getting out, we had to get out, it was ridiculous to be there. And I had that so good, so tight, so tough. I spoke to the leader, Abdul. I said, Abdul, if you do anything, you're going to get hit really hard. Literally, he said, but sir, why? He goes, why oh why do you send me a picture of my house? I said, you'll have to figure that one out, Abdul. But we didn't have one death in 18 months. He knew. Not one death. And then to see the way we got out, like we were surrendering, like taking the military out first, leaving $85 billion worth of equipment behind, giving up Bagram. I was going to keep Bagram. I was getting out, but not for Afghanistan. It's 1 hour away from where China makes its nuclear weapons. It's one of the biggest Air Force bases in the world. I think the biggest, with runways that go 10,000 feet. I was keeping that because of China, not because of Afghanistan.
Right.
And they left everything. They left in the dark of night. They left the lights on. They left the dogs, by the way. You know, the people
they left
about
the dogs.
They left the dogs. Everyone, you know, the dog lovers. And you got a lot of them. I love dogs. You love dogs. But they left the dogs. People said, what? One of the first questions I got, what did they do with the dogs? Mostly German shepherds. They left them. What they did, the way they got out, was so horrible. Okay. Everybody knows that was their plan. That had nothing to do with me. I was getting out, too. We would have gotten out with strength and dignity. And what happened? They got out. And the other day I hear, yeah, it was Trump's fault. Oh, that's right. It was Trump. I was gone for a long time. I would have been out faster than them. We would have had all the equipment. We would have had the American citizens. We left hostages. We left Americans behind. Many. I think many.
All right. This is a very powerful interview.
And we had 13.
The full interview is on InfoWars.com, posted on the live show feed. We're going to play some more excerpts of it, get a ton of news. And then we got big UN takeover news with Mike Adams and with Mr. Yan that's down there at the Darien Gap. Wait till you hear this in the third hour today. Critical intel straight ahead. They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says InfoWars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We had Steve Bannon on for about 30 minutes with us in the last hour, and he concurred with me. He agreed vociferously that we've gone over the tipping point, not just here but across the planet, that there is a globalist attack on humanity and a war for the world, and all these world leaders, not just here, not just Trump, not just Elon Musk, not just Ron Paul, Rand Paul, I mean, the list just goes on and on. Robert Kennedy Jr. are exposing how the intelligence agencies have even taken control of most mid-sized companies and almost every bureaucracy. They send city council members, even in small towns, to New York and other places on these junket trips that are sometimes 2 weeks long, and give them little FBI ID cards, CIA ID cards that have another agency name. And they literally give them top secret clearances and their agents working against us. Tens of thousands of them are in each big tech company. It's all come out. And I've been trying to tell people this for years. I've shown you the documents, the funding. It exploded under Obama. It was going on 50, 60 years ago, but it was like an ounce in 1950. And then it was a pound in 1960. And then it was 1,000 pounds in 1970. Then it was 50,000 pounds in 1980. Just use that as an analogy. And then it was 1 million pounds in 2000. And it's like a quadrillion pounds now. I mean, it's a bunch of nobodies playing Johnny Quest, playing James Bond, running around spoiling for a war with the American people. And then the cops, who are territorial, despite all their problems, they're just like everybody else, are territorial, and they're like, what the hell is this? So they're not been going along with it in most cities. And so they've got to be, quote, defunded until they come to heel, until they behave themselves. People say, well, why are you supporting the police? Well, because they haven't been going along with this, by and large. So whoever's not going along with it, I'm going to, you know, say, oh, that's good. You actually don't want to be a slave and destroyed? So America is discovering, and the world is discovering, that these big corporations are combined together in their big boards. They run the politicians. They get their people in charge. And then they set up intelligence gathering and enforcement systems and are literally teaching their people. We played the Veritas clips. You've seen it everywhere. You've seen the Army clips where it's the big liberal sergeant, and she's like, we're getting ready to crush the American resistance. We're going to take their guns. We'll kill them. And I'm just like, wow, you really have read military history books, haven't you? Oh, no, you haven't, jackass. But I have no desire to see that woman splattered all over the ground. She's an idiot. I'd rather get her brain straight. Gee, does the government really think when the gloves come off that you're going to win this physical war with us? No. Not now. Because people know who you are and what you did. Yeah, maybe 5 years ago, you might have been able to pull off a revolution and bring in a permanent tyranny. You might have gotten away with them. Let me give the New World Order report. Everybody knows I make a lot of good analysis and predictions. You've lost your ass. You're blown. You're done. Okay? You need to give up and stop it. And you can run off with your stolen wealth and live like kings. Because we don't want this war with you. People say, well, why would you? It's called sending someone into abstention. That's what you do. Instead of having a big war with them and cornering them because they can really wreck stuff and start a nuclear war, we're like, hey, just go away and we will not prosecute you, convict you, and hang you. But if you've got to go that way, we're not backing down. We're identifying you. We're beating you. We're not going away. Understand, there's nothing you can do to us to stop us. You can put us in jail. You can kill us. You can attack our families. We already know our families are gone anyways, and we don't beat this. So that's what I call commitment. And people have to get it in their brain that you are under attack. That's not rhetoric. This government is more at war with you than communist China. Remember what Trump said? We played the clip last hour, but it was like a low-res Twitter clip. Did you guys find the HD yet? It's only a 30-minute interview. Okay, we're going to have it. We're going to have it in a minute. In a moment, I want to play the HD. When Trump says the biggest enemy is the globalists that have hijacked the country, A, that's true, and B, everybody's saying it now, and they cannot get away with this once that happens. So the mission was to expose their illegitimate, expose their out to get us, expose their horrible people. Most of them are pedophiles at the top. It's all about their selfishness. They're Satanists. And you're identified, dumbass. Klaus Schwab and all of them write books and say over and over, and we played the clips. Well, we're bringing in a global crisis to get rid of the old system, and we'll be the saviors of bringing the new system. That only works if people don't know you're the bad guy. And I keep hammering this point because it's essential. We're in a war. They're the bad guys. 99.9999% of us are going to be absolutely harmed by this. In horrible ways, and by the way, 100% will be harmed. The tiny globalist elite of a few thousand owners of this fraud all fight with each other, all spy on each other. Most of their kids commit suicide. They are miserable scum. And they're projecting their hatred of themselves onto us. So everyone loses under this. It's a satanic plan. It comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Reject it. This is not even a discussion. It's not even a point. And it's not heroic to fight it. You'd have to have the most insane, blind, nihilistic courage to work for this thing. And destroy yourself just to be a horrible, nasty person and feel like you're in charge for a season? You could be honorable. You could be strong. You could be part of the future. You could have God's providence. But so many of you are so far gone, I'm talking to the globalists, that you just don't even, I mean, you know what I'm saying is true, so you hate me because you know I made the right decision. And you made the wrong decision, and you have committed the ultimate sin by screwing kids and stuff like that, so you can't come back. So all you can do, like your boss, is claw us into hell with you. Well, guess what? You're not getting my soul, scum. I'm out of your grasp, and you know it. Let's play the clip. Here it is.
They said to me the other day, one of your fellow journalists said, who's the biggest problem, sir? Is it China? Could it be Russia? Could it be North Korea? No, I said, the biggest problem is from within. It's these sick, radical people from within. Because we can handle, if we're smart, we can handle Russia, China. I did. I took in billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars from China. No other president took in anything, and they respected me. He's the same thing, you know. I told him, you can't go into Taiwan. You can't. You can't do it. I won't tell you exactly what I said, but it was something that probably a lot of people wouldn't like if they heard it, but it was very tough. Don't go into Taiwan. If you do, we're going to have problems. Other than that, we're going to be great relationship. We're going to have a great relationship. And he said to me when I said we're going to do something, if he goes in, no, you wouldn't do it. I'll do that. I swear I'll do that. And he didn't believe me, but he believed me 10%. The same thing with
Putin. He goes on from there. And what he says about strength and being honorable, people knowing he's not playing games, that's important. And he gets more into the globalist being the enemy. But that's what we need to see more of. Not 30 seconds on it, but 30 minutes on it. Just like the full speech of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is on InfoWars.com, where we played 5 minutes last hour, where he just lays out the whole shooting match. And who's who and how it works and how they do it. So when you get around these InfraGuard people, that's one of the first groups, they got a bunch of them, just say, hey, dude, I know you're reporting to the Justice Department and get little communiques from the CIA through an upfront company. I know you feel really powerful. You're called a traitor and a quisling dumbass. You're not supposed to be operating domestically in this country with your spy crap. We know who you are, and we're standing against you. You understand that? But they just feel like, oh, I get directives from the Justice Department and the CIA. I'm special. Yeah, you're as special as a landfill. You're a joke. You're a
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For you, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, we've been getting our asses kicked for a long time, but humanity's waking up. We got up. Now we're stomping New World Order ass intellectually, spiritually, economically. And as we realize we're in the fight of our lives, the fight of generations to come, we're going to win. You can smell it. You can see it. You can taste it. And some of us are going to have to make big sacrifices. Some of us are going to have to die. Some of us are going to have to go to prison or be persecuted. But hey, we're going to save the children. God's watching, and this is all just a test. She'll pass the test. Okay. It's hard to cover these subjects because they're so horrible. And I remember Christy Lee, one of our great reporters, moved here like 3 years ago, and she's got a bunch of kids, like 4 or 5 kids, and some are in elementary, some are middle school, high school. And she got really upset because the Austin AISD Middle School, sixth grade, I guess that's intermediate, had that famous book that we're not going to put on screen. It's in all the libraries, most of them, that literally shows children having sex with other children and adults. It's a cartoon, but it's a graphic, like a comic book. And she came to me and she said, can I put this on air? And I had seen some of it in articles. But I went in my office and opened it up, and I felt like a criminal looking at this. Because I've been blessed to never run into child porn online. Without even looking for porn, I've run into horses having sex with people and, you know, women eating crap. And I mean, you know, especially in the early days of the web, you just click on something and it would just be like, oh my gosh, you know, two girls in a cup. You're like, what is this? And it's like, you know, a woman eating feces. And I hate to talk about that, but that's out there. That's the stuff that, like, scars you. It's disgusting. It's gross. You're like, who the hell does this? You click on a link and it's a dog, you know, a St. Bernard having sex with a woman. That stuff's out there. But I've been blessed to never see child porn. And I'm sitting there looking at this and reading it and getting angry. And it says on the back of the book, we showed it on air, AISD. Austin Independent School District. She goes down there and the police throw her out, not letting her at the school board read the damn book. So the police won't let you read the book in public, but you can give it to 11-year-olds, 10-year-olds. Now, I got stacks of it today with stuff just as bad or worse with elementary students. And I don't want to have a heart attack, so I'm not going to read what's in the books. But the point is that I have children. This is an assault on my family and my children. And these evil perverts want to wreck my children's minds, your children's minds. And this is more dangerous than somebody walking up to your 10-year-old and knocking their front teeth out. Because they can get fake teeth. They're still going to live. When you screw up their minds and you do this kind of stuff, it is irrevocable child abuse. And the left calls it book banning, that you don't want pedophilic. I mean, a bunch of these books describe children, and their neighbor in one of the books says, does your neighbor want you to go in the shed? Is he a nice man? He's going to suck your D-I-C. And you're reading, you're like, this isn't real. Hey, that man, why don't you get in the car with him? I mean, this is priming to be kidnapped and murdered. I mean, These are psychotics. And the rest of them just follow orders and say, well, this is LGBT, whatever. Blah, 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 blah. So I said I would get to positive stuff. That's just one of the articles in my stack. Report. School district in Maryland makes LGBTQ books mandatory reading. And it's all about having sex with men if you're a man, having sex with girls. Do you like girls? Maybe you're a lesbian for elementary school students. I mean, this is stuff 6- and 7-year-olds read. This is prime evil. I mean, if parents were sitting around with their 6-year-old, tell them about sex, they're perverts, folks. You don't tell children about sex till they're about to hit puberty. I remember I was about 10 or 11. I looked like I was about 14. My mom and dad on a trip to Arkansas sat me down while we were hiking up on the top of a mountain. They said, listen, son, you're really good looking, and you're going to have a lot of women come after you. You can get diseases. You can get hurt. And you really need to try to not, you know, you need to find somebody you love and get married. We just want you to know about this and blah, blah, blah. I was 11 years old, so my parents sat me down at a park bench on top of a mountain in Hot Springs, Arkansas, for 30 minutes and told me about the birds and the bees. And boy, were they right, because the women started coming. But the point is that I was 11 years old and my parents told me about sex. And I knew about sex and had seen my dad's Playboys under the bed and stuff like that. But the point is that, and I'd been over to friends' houses around the time and, you know, they had like, you know, 80s porn on or whatever. And I was like, wow, I like those women. But the point is that was the normal process of life. Probably too racy. Wasn't good that I got exposed to that. In fact, I wish I wouldn't have been that early. Because I barely survived it. I was a wild man. I was a tomcat. But that was still a normal biological event. This is artificially coming in before they even hit puberty and confusing them on purpose. It's pure evil. And it is the total corporate model to jam this into our families and take children to the most disgusting, quote, gay pride parades. They're not gay pride parades. I've seen countless videos. We can't even put them on TV. Eating crap. Cutting themselves. Sticking needles through their faces. One-upping each other. Men having sex in public. Pissing everywhere. People are like, man, why are you going through all this? Well, it's what's going on in the city streets of Austin, Texas, and San Francisco, and now little towns around the country where they're flaunting it in your face and saying, we're dominating you, we're controlling you, and then every major Fortune 500 company that you look into, except for a handful, is funding the most weaponized garbage. I remember 20 years ago, Nickelodeon documents got leaked where they said, we're going to form relationships with kids when they're 7 or 8. We want to sexualize them early because if we can form their identity early before they naturally form it, we can add a political movement and any corporate sponsorships to that node. So what they're putting is handles on your kid. If they can screw your kid up when they're 5 or 6 or 7 years old and put them on the fast track to be mutilated or castrated or chemicalized or brainwashed, they are owning them. And it's a literal army of perverts and sickos and pedophiles that are literally doing it for power and control. Now, that said, here's the good news when we come back. The backlash has gone into turbo drive. A day ago, Anheuser-Busch had lost $3 billion. Today, this morning, it was $4 billion. As of the last break, in the last 3 hours, it's $5 billion. They're going to lose $10 billion by the end of the week. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're back live. I'm getting into some good news here and then some really scary World War III news. So, the Dylan Mulvaney stunt, and the guy's Andy Kaufman, is a comedian. He's getting super rich doing it. A bunch of other comedians are doing it now. They know big corporations will hire a man that makes fun of women and objectifies women and steals their identity and acts like a total clown. So now, after people saw billions of dollars lost. It was a couple billion 4 or 5 days ago. Now it's 5 billion, a billion of that just today, so it's accelerating. Anheuser-Busch products are piling up everywhere. No one's buying them. I mean, we're talking like 80% reduction, they're reporting. Now the company that owns Olay, one of the biggest cosmetic makers in the world, they decided, well, this is very important. If we can destroy our brand, let's do it immediately. And so have a bunch of other companies. They're like, this is a fabulous idea. Nike, this is a fabulous idea. And you sit back and you go, this is suicidal. This is kamikaze. Yeah. What you do in a war. I'm going to explain this again. The globalists have created quadrillion upon quadrillion. Last time I talked to an economist, we looked at the numbers. I want to say 15 quadrillion in derivatives. That's a quadrillion. How many billions is a quadrillion? How many trillions is a quadrillion? Look it up. It's astronomical. They created more fiat currency. And if you tried to buy everything in the world, we did the numbers years ago, it's much worse now. It's going straight up. You could buy the whole world up at current asset prices thousands of times. So you go, well, what is that for? They don't care if Hollywood gets destroyed. They don't care if Anheuser-Busch goes belly up. It's a weapon. I'm going to explain the key right now. You look at the national debt. Put it back on screen. $31 trillion. And then the change. $677 billion. 79, 8 million. You think, well, you just said a quadrillion. That's, you know, thousands of times that. Quadrillions. Yeah. They have unlimited money. They just maneuver the government into default level debt. So they can create and buy up any brewery they want. And so when they fire Olay as a bullet or a missile, when they fire Nike or Anheuser-Busch, you're like, well, this is insane. Why did all these other companies join them? Because they have these UN global government registries where they give a social credit score to the company in the future of whether or not it will be given money. So Anheuser-Busch just guaranteed that they'll be given trillions in the future. Olay just guaranteed that. Nike just guaranteed that, because here's the key. Now listen to me. Nobody else has figured this out. But the globalists admit it themselves. Because under the social credit score in the coming system, you'll only be able to get Anheuser-Busch and Nike and Olay. Remember what about 6 years ago, 7 years ago when he ran for president, remember what Bernie Sanders said? He said, when I go into a grocery store, there are 30 different types of deodorant. I don't need that choice. There should be one deodorant. That's how they think. Total consolidation. Where they have the brand. And it won't be one. You'll have three or four choices, all owned by the same people. And so they're taking one for the team. Yeah, they'll have a bunch of carnage. Yeah, it'll ruin brands. They don't care about Hollywood. They don't care about Anheuser-Busch. They don't care about their stockholders. It's a weapon system. But here's the good news. They haven't gotten their social credit score in here yet. They've only got it in really in China. It's partially going in now all over the world. And so if you go to the Amish or go to the local slaughterhouse, and they're popping up now despite regulators harassing them, only three major meat packers, but suddenly a few percentage points out there is local folks butchering it at their own farms, buying it right there through free trade associations, through societies. It's like in the old days, most Texas counties were dry. So when you went to the Mexican food restaurant when I was a kid, my dad or mom wanted a margarita or a beer, you just signed a little card, paid the $5 membership, and now you're a member of their private club. And now they can serve you alcohol. because there were laws against restaurants serving alcohol in Texas. Okay? But now you're in the club. So, oh, I'm in a club. I can go get eggs. I can go get beef. I can go get milk. I can go get beans. I can get peas. I can get corn. I can get wheat. I can get anything I want. And as soon as that happens, it's over. So we look at 2, 3%, 4% of the eggs, the chicken, the beef. It's around, some areas it's 5%. Some states are 10%. People are getting it directly from the farmer. You get it cheaper, you get it better, it's great. But as soon as they get their unified system in and the SDRs and the systems, the central bank digital currencies won't work anywhere but the box stores, that's their game over. So that's their war where they're trying to get to. That's why going to the farmer's market and like going, you know, I'm not going to the big grocery store first. I'm going to go. And you're like, wow, I didn't know they had sausage and beef and poultry and all the vegetables I needed. I didn't know they had it all here. And pretty soon, you're not even going to the main grocery store anymore. So that's the revolution, folks. So when you look at them, you go, they lost $5 billion this week? Anheuser-Busch, they're losing? They believe they're going to win through attrition over time. But the good news is people are seeing the success of this, and they're now didn't just, they're like, I remember them last week, they're like, well, don't worry, they'll only go after Bud Light. No, the whole Anheuser-Busch family is belly up. Good. I mean family, I mean the whole family of their alcohol that all tastes like rat piss. You know, they sold the idea that it's a common man beer, and we, you know. No, it's terrible, in my view. But the point is that people are done with it, and they're figuring out parent companies, and they're figuring out everything this company has, and they're rejecting it en masse. And the globalists will still reward them and prop them up. The point is, it'll be like CNN paying to be aired in the airport and the hotels. It's a joke. So this is a very positive thing, and this is how you do real revolutions in the future and in the current time. Is information warfare, is your decisions, the things you do. And I know this is all common sense. You're like, tell me something I don't know. Well, this is a huge success. And it's happening everywhere. So when you can, stay at a mom-and-pop hotel. When you can, eat at a mom-and-pop. When you can, find out who the local brewery is. Get that beer. Do not spend your money. Don't go to the big super medical center. Find a good doctor that, you know. We will create the economy we need. We will create the economy that works for us. We will do it through decisions. That's why they're trying to take the decision-making process away with the central bank digital currencies, with the social credit score, with the medical vaccine ID, with the social credit score system that goes into the universal basic income. Destroy the economy so you got to be on welfare. And got to spend the money where they say. Bud Light's Dylan Mulvaney, trans stunt cost the company $4 billion. Actually not. Now it's $5 billion. Dylan Mulvaney says Bud Light critics don't understand her. No, you're a comedian. You're a man. As Anheuser-Busch suffers massive losses. Country music star John Rich stopped selling Bud Light at a bar after they promote radical trans ideology. That's it. We exodus like Moses out of Egypt. We exodus from them. We support the independent systems. We shun the enemy. And we win. But you can't do it if you're not aware of the enemy operation. But we are, and we're circumnavigating their tyranny. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the big war news. It's important. Stay with us.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Satan's plan. This is real. This is happening now. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Wednesday transmission. All right. The Darien Gap, there's a bunch of documents coming out in video, and the investigative journalist, Mr. Yan, has been down there. There's no internet there, so he's been sending information to Mike Adams. Mike Adams has the exclusive videos and more. In fact, make sure I get a list of those guys. We're going to be airing those next hour. This is huge, and it's the U.N. staging and organizing the invasion. We already know. We have the documents. We have even the news articles, but this is the video of it, and it's big. So we'll be breaking that down coming up in the next hour. All right, let me get to the really serious news. And again, this is not about tooting my horn, but people say, oh, this group has the sources, or that group has the sources. The government is a consortium of corporate tentacles and its operatives. And then within that strata, there are good people, there are bad people, there are asleep people. There's all sorts of folks. The good news is when we're able to promote a message of freedom, we start to win. But if you remember last October, before last, like a year and a half ago, I went on air and I said the Russians are going to invade Ukraine in February. I said by late February. Well, that's because the Russians were already building up forces and the Russians were already in a battle with U.S. forces. And I just know so many people in the military and know so many people that are involved that I didn't just get it from one source or two or three or five. They all said, by the end of February, we're told the Russians are going to invade. And I was talking to people very close to me who are retired Army who were just talking to their sons who were already there. And I'm going to leave it at that. And it wasn't like, oh, here's big intel. It's like, we're really worried about Junior. This is my family. He's in Army Special Operations, and he's over there. And I'm like, where? Well, we can't say. He won't say, but it's dangerous. I'm like, Ukraine? I'm not going to say. He won't tell us, but yeah, it's Ukraine. He just, you know, there's casualties on both sides. They're fighting Russians. And then I talk to people I know in the military who have sons in the military, and they're like, yeah, where's your son over there? Army Special Operations leader. He's in Poland. I go, your son's not in Poland. He's in Ukraine. How do you know that? And this guy was Special Forces, you know, whole nine yards, decades in the military. And he's like, how do you know that? Well, I didn't tell you that. I'm like, so your son's in Ukraine? Pretty heavy battles. He's like, yeah, we're praying every day. It's bad. It's heavy. It's they're losing people. And so I just kept like going, hey, have they tried to hire you to go over there? Talking to another guy. Yeah, how do you know that? I was actually over there training them 5 years ago. Yeah. How the hell do you know all this? Because, I mean, I'm on the ground, folks. The best intelligence is on the ground. So I'm the only person that told you the Russians were going to invade, and I just got it because I'm immersed in military people. Their sons are over there killing Russians. They're getting killed. That's why there's helicopter accidents every week in Kentucky and here and there. Folks, those aren't helicopter accidents. They're not. Those are dead people. So that's what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. I talk to dozens of people now that have been hired or are about to be hired or whose family was hired to go over there. And so I don't need Cy Hirsch to tell me a month ago that there's U.S. Special Forces. I don't need leaked documents to say it. I know what's going on. And I told you over and over and over again, there are thousands of U.S. troops under NATO, under security company auspices over there. We are in a direct war. Putin's not fighting the Ukrainians. They're the main group. Putin is fighting a coalition of more than 50 countries. And it's escalating. And it's leading to nuclear war. We're at war with Russia. But I'm not telling you that today because it's all over the news. AP, Reuters, everywhere. Oh, U.S. government documents say U.S. Special Forces leading the attack in Ukraine. Ukraine war. Leaks show Western Special Forces on the ground. BBC. Breaking. Leaked U.S. defense documents show Western forces on the ground in Ukraine, and countries are named in the leaked document. Just in. Classified doc leaks appears to be physical theft, not a cyber leak. Report, U.S. coordinated failed Ukrainian assault on nuclear power plant. So our archivist, I just asked this morning, you already got it together, here's a small smattering of yours truly, in the last year, 14, 15 months, telling you U.S. troops are fighting Russians. Here it is.
Of course, there's massive amounts of weapons, and you know U.S. troops are in Ukraine. You know they're in Ukraine. You know they train Ukrainians. You know NATO forces are there. Australians are there. Brits are there. Germans are there. Dutch are there. And it is a full-on war. They've got a bunch of former British and U.S. generals all over the news. I got a stack of them right here saying Time to go ahead and just have war with Russia. Time to go ahead and just send in the U.S. military. Time to take the A-10s out of mothballs and just kill all the Russians.
And you know the State Department, the CIA, and NATO are all there training these troops right now. It's been going on even before the Russians invaded.
Americans are in charge of the war, says French journalist who returned from Ukraine. A French journalist who returned from Ukraine after arriving with volunteer fighters told broadcaster C News that Americans are directly in charge of the war on the ground. The assertion was made by Le Figaro senior international correspondent George Malbrant. It continues. Malbrant said he had accompanied French volunteer fighters, two of whom had previously fought against ISIS. I had the surprise, and so did they, to discover that to be able to enter the Ukrainian army, well, it's the Americans who are in charge, he said. The video is posted right there on Infowars.com. You can watch it. Adding that he and the volunteers almost got, quote, arrested by the Americans who asserted that they were in charge. The journalists then revealed that they were forced to sign a contract until the end of the war. And who is in charge? It's the Americans. I saw my own eyes, he said, adding, I thought I was with the international brigades, and I found myself facing the Pentagon. And they're announcing that they're already sitting in Polish and U.S. troops who are fighting. And I just talked to some military people this morning who just returned. They said it's full on like World War II. Just absolute just destruction, dead bodies everywhere. Russians annihilating, Russians getting annihilated, just tank battles. Just, I mean, this is full-on war, folks. That's why you're not seeing a lot of it or hearing about it. It is just full-on war. We're at war with Russia right now. Since October of last year, the U.S. troops have been directly not just training Ukrainians in Ukraine, but also in Poland, with all sorts of high-tech Class A weapons. But they've also been in the field commanding them and directing them and piloting short-range drones. But now, because the losses on the U.S. side are starting to become quite large, they're going to go ahead and admit that the U.S. is officially at war with Russia. Get the clip where I told you in October, a year and a half ago, that the war would start in February. The point is, I'm not blowing smoke up your rear ends here, okay? So when I tell you this is leading to nuclear war, it's guaranteed on the path we're on. So, yeah, we have crazy people running things. Okay. We're going to go to break. We're going to go to Mike Adams. We're going to go to the exclusive footage from the Darien Gap in Central and South America. And the whole UN invasion. In fact, guys, go ahead and print the old articles. Soros, even AP, NBC funding $1,000, $2,000 debit cards for illegals to come in through the Darien Gap. Everybody knows about this, but nobody goes down there. Well, we have the footage. We have all that. It's coming up next hour with Mr. Yon and Mr. Adams. Please. Remember, we're listener supported. We have the Alex Jones for President shirt. It's a fun shirt. We have the Trump mugshot shirt. We have the InfoWars products. We have a TurboForce back in stock, sold out for 8 months. That's powerful long-term energy. You're going to get 10-hour clean energy. InfoWarsStore.com. We also have the 1776 testosterone boost and PainMD. They're amazing.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.